All right, well, thanks for joining me, Pete. So how did you get the idea for this film?
Well, I'd been out to that area many years ago when I was at film school, and I'd worked for a couple of weeks helping a guy dismantle mine sites. So that was my watering hole for those few weeks. And then every now and then I'd just call in and have a drink there and notice that there were always new barmaids working the bar, as they do in many pubs around the country. And I just thought that might be a really interesting way of having a look at Aussie male culture and pub culture and a whole bunch of other things by kind of looking through the eyes of those usually young foreign female backpackers that work the bar out there.
So I noticed that the story started when they were actually at the employment agency. And so how did you know about them heading out to Hotel Coolgardie before they actually, well, to the bar before they actually got there?
Well, we just got a heads up from the bar owner that he was about to hire some new girls. So we went and intercepted the girls before they went for their job interview. We interviewed a bunch of barmaids who had applied for the job, but we also had on the ad that there was going to be a film crew to film their journey. So they were a real variable, those girls. We didn't know what type of girls we were going to get. They could have been anyone. They could have been like the Welsh girls who preceded the Finnish girls, and it might have been a very different film.
So I was kind of surprised that some of the subjects were okay with having their faces shown, especially after some of the not too flattering things that they got up to. For example, one of them more or less invading the apartment and sleeping on their couch, or some of the rather colourful comments that they made towards the girls. So how did you get the okay to screen their faces and comments, since most people would tend to try and make a sort of nicer version of themselves for the camera?
Early, we went out there before the women arrived and did some filming, and we just made sure that everyone was aware that we were, you know, that we were filming. And the thing is that in an environment like this, it's people didn't think that they were doing anything that was out of the ordinary. Like that's kind of the point of the film, that all these behaviors and attitudes have been normalized within that microcosm of the pub. And it's a culmination of a lot of people doing a lot of small things, committing a lot of small actions that make up the experience of these women. So people weren't acting out of character necessarily, as far as I could tell. So there wasn't a big push for people coming up and saying, take me out of the film. Occasionally we'd have people say that, and we would do our best to remove them or blur their faces. And there are people that, you know, drink in the pub regularly who aren't in the film, and that's because we, you know, spoke to them while we were filming or before we were filming, and they said kind of work around us. So That's the thing. To us, we look at what's going on out there, and it's kind of jaw-dropping in a lot of cases. But out there, it's kind of par for the course, I guess, for these people.
So did anyone perhaps watch the film afterwards and realise that what they were saying perhaps wasn't appropriate, or that they wanted to change their ways after realising that they were behaving inappropriately towards the Finnish backpackers?
No, we haven't had anyone do that yet. We've had some people, not everybody's seen it. Some people aren't interested, that there was a film crew out there, they made a film and they're not, you know, they, whether or not they see it, that doesn't worry them. Others have seen it and said, yeah, great, we see what you're doing there with the film, and they were glad to be part of it. Even if they didn't always come across the best, they got that, you know, this is a film. It's not about exposing people as for bad behaviour. It's about trying to explain how the people of this bar got to be at this bar, what formed their attitudes towards the girls and to women and to the people around them. So they get that it's a bit more deeper than just
watching people misbehave in a bar.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So of the people that you featured in the movie, did you have anyone that you enjoyed following around?
The boss is a really, really interesting character. He reminds me of Swearengen in Deadwood. He holds court, he rules with an iron fist, and as long as there's plenty of stuff happening in the pub, then it kind of benefits him. That's, you know, as long as it happens in his world, then he's happy, and it kind of doesn't matter how wild it gets or who's winning or who's losing. He's a really interesting character, and he's wildly charismatic and really funny in a lot of ways, although in this film you're seeing it through the eyes of the women, so he comes across as this really harsh, unforgiving guy. But yeah, I'd film with him anywhere, you know, any day, because he's just this compelling character.
So you'd make a sequel based on him, right?
I don't know if it would be a sequel to Hotel Coolgardie, but maybe we could have him going around Gordon Ramsay style and giving people tips on how to run the pub. But I don't know how that would go. But yeah, he's a pretty absorbing guy.
Many documentary makers prefer having themselves in the film itself, such as Louis Theroux. So how come you decided to take a more distanced approach? So keep yourself behind the camera.
I've always been a big fan of that observational style, where there's a thrill in watching the three acts of drama unfold in this apparently non-interventionist style. As much as you're absorbed in the story or in the content, I just loved watching people craft that together as an audience member. So, for me, it's the most satisfying and fulfilling approach to take. But having said that, there's no such thing as pure objectivity or fly on the wall in that way. Louis Theroux will get in front of the camera and tell us what we need to be looking at or what we need to be thinking about. And the obdoc filmmaker does the same thing. He's still pointing the camera in a certain direction. He's still editing it and telling you what to look at, but he kind of leaves the reaction in the mind and heart of the audience. And I love that. It demands a response from the audience, and it all comes down to their experience. For some people, this is, they see Hotel Coolgardie and it's incredibly familiar to them, and other people see it and it's totally foreign. It's like something they've never seen before.
My next question was actually going to be, what has been the reaction, the general reaction, such as from critics and from the audience members alike, towards the film?
It's been great. It's we're really surprised. It's the critics generally are writing great reviews about it, and the audience reactions are, no matter what they are, they're super passionate, and it's great getting around and doing these Q&As and watching it with these different audiences, because no screening is the same. But generally, it's been pretty good. I think it really resonates with an Australian audience because there's so much in there that we celebrate and that we're familiar with, and we're used to being affectionate towards this kind of Aussie larrikin outback character. And there's plenty of humour in it as well. But there's also stuff in there that's confronting and asks us to, take a look at what underpins all that humour and, what our expectations of foreigners are, what our expectations of females are.